Welcome to the Welsby Shift podcast, business and life coaching that works. We are Amanda Welsby and Emma Welsby, two sisters with one goal, to share tools that may help make navigating life easier. Who you are filters into everything you are and do, whether it be your work life or family life. We help to surface strategies that may assist you in finding ways that improve outcomes and make life and work feel a whole lot more manageable. In each podcast, we will discuss common life topics with insights that may help to make your life an easier place to be. Welcome to the Welsby Shift podcast. So hi, Amanda.
Hi, Emma.
Welcome to the UK again.
Oh, wow. It's really lovely to be in the same place, right? Rather than recording from 4,000 miles away in six time zones.
I know.
It's very cool.
It's amazing. So today we are going to talk about loyalty because it's something that's been a theme in your life quite a lot recently, I feel. Mm-hmm. And mine, actually, in different...
I think it always is.
Yes.
It always is. It's a word that we don't necessarily think about terribly much, but it actually affects us on a very regular basis, like almost mm-hmm. daily, honestly.
It does with work and with life. It covers both things.
Yeah.
And yeah, it has a very different meaning with those two things as well.
Yeah. So what do you think loyalty is? Define loyalty.
Oh, I think it's when you are... You're willing to put up with certain things, right? Because you believe in what it is. So you believe in your relationship or you believe in your job and you're fully invested in it and where it's going and what it gives you and what you can give them as well.
So I think what you're saying is that there's loyalty is a sense of attachment for some reason or another.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can go with that. I think that attachment also extends into loyalty being a kind of a devotion of some sort, talking about what you're willing to put up with versus not, right? Mm-hmm. Is also a statement about your devotion to a person or an idea or... like even a country, right? I mean, actually often a country.
Mm-hmm. That's a big thing right now.
Interesting history, right? So loyalty is also associated with allegiance,
mm-hmm.
allegiance to king and country originally, mm-hmm. right? To the point where it was actually considered treasonous. You could lose your life for being disloyal,
mm-hmm.
failing to have allegiance to your country. Well, sadly, it seems like we're going the same direction now. That's actually a 15th century mm-hmm. thing, but here we are. So loyalty is also about duty then, mm-hmm. as well as being attachment or devotion. Is it also about a sense of duty?
Exactly. And when you put it like that, it actually sounds like it's one of the big core values that we have as a person, because actually this is going back thousands of years that people have been loyal to their neighbor, to the person that gives them money, to the animal that feeds them. Like, you know, it's just...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's a very deep thing.
Right. I'm thinking of Native American culture when you say people loyal to the animal that feeds them. Native Americans have... a very organic connection to the land and gratitude for everything that was given and taken.
I like it.
And so,
wow.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's as important as love in a way, love and loyalty.
Really interesting. Yes. Okay. So is loyalty different depending on your circumstances? What's the difference between business and, you know, business work life and your personal life? Is there a difference?
Potentially. So if we break it down then, so like business loyalty then
is you take a job because you believe in what it is that they're doing. Like you said before, you believe in the idea. Once you stop believing in the idea, it can be very, very hard to be loyal and to care. So loyalty in business is what keeps you showing up each day and feeling like you have a sense of purpose.
Although what's interesting about that, though, if I can just jump in, is that the idea of an employee being required, or the expectation that an employee will be loyal to the business, has a long history. The idea that the employer should be loyal to the employee is relatively new, new 30 odd, 30, 35 years. Right. And I think that that reality also shifts based on economic cycles. Anyway.
Okay, that's an interesting one because when back in the day you used to work for the same company for 40 years, you used to get your gold watch at the end or whatever it was to say thank you. So I think there was a sense of loyalty years ago, definitely, because it was also harder to build things because there was less technology and stuff like that. And I think now there is less loyalty because of the buzzwords like, we're cutting back because of efficiencies and things like that. People use words like that to screw people over in business. It's like, I don't need you anymore because actually we're being more efficient. We have to work faster, blah, blah, blah. Whereas before, people had to go the long way because there was less technology to use to go faster. So you couldn't just like throw up some ads online and then spend more and more and more each day till you scale it to the ridiculous. And you've got huge warehouses full of things. Just look at Amazon, for example. That's a huge operation that started out small and scaled quickly. So back in the olden days, people had to go the slow way. And they needed loyalty to help build things so that it was stable enough to survive
Really
whatever
good point.
storm came along. So I think now it's that old cancel culture thing where you get cancelled at work. All right, bye. Thanks for coming. We gave you the money. You came.
Yeah, you were
Now we're not
useful for a
giving you,
while.
yeah, we're not giving you the money now. So off you pop. See you later,
Right. You were useful for a while, and now you're not useful anymore, or we're not choosing to recognize your usefulness or whatever. And
And it's that take thing that is a massive problem. Well, my judgment is it's a massive problem in that people are just out to take what they can get and then wonder why they feel sad because they don't get anything back.
I was just reading last week about this whole AI culture where people are literally giving up their lives. They are working every waking hour they have in the office, trying to get ahead, hoping that the company, the AI startup that they're working for, is the one that's going to make them a millionaire in the end. And I'm like, I would love to follow up on that story in 10 years. And how did it work out for you? And what did you sacrifice for that? But I guess that's a different podcast. But and so, do you think that loyalty is different in our personal lives then?
I think in personal life, I think, well, I personally have a lot more rope to give. When it comes to putting up with things that you might not necessarily want to put up with, and being more accepting of people's difficulties, and giving them time to sort things out, and also I think when it's your home life, you've built something. You've chosen
Slowly.
to build it and you've built it slowly. You built the relationship with that person, then you chose to have the children and go through that whole massive thing. And there's a lot invested in it, and it's not a monetary choice always. It's much more of an emotional choice.
Okay, so the difference in business and personal then is actually in the purely economic terms. It sounds like, right?
Your heart, I mean, you can have your heart invested in your job, and it should be invested if you're doing the right thing. But I think when it comes to home life, it's an extra layer of heart that is you just don't have with business. You can enjoy what you do and love it, but I think when you love a person, that's like an extra shell in the loyalty that goes a lot deeper.
So, when the COVID crisis hit, it really blurred the boundaries between work life and personal life. I think it's interesting to consider how that also blurred our definitions of, well, what's important, number one, and what we rely upon and need from a loyalty perspective at the same time.
It was a very difficult time because people were trying to be loyal to their work because they wanted to keep the money coming in because it was all looking a bit rocky. And trying to keep the family stuck together at the same time when they were stuck in a confined space, trying not to kill each other sometimes. You know, it's that's a hard thing for any most loving relationship. And I believe that COVID made people actually sit and think, what is it I want from my life? When death's at the door, kind of tapping on the front door and ringing the doorbell, and you don't want to answer it, it makes you think, well, what am I doing with my life? Do I love my job? Like, do I care for my employer? Like, do I need to work less because I want to spend more time with my family? Do I want to reskill because actually I've hated what I've done for years and, you know, I should have done that years ago. And what happens if COVID gets me tomorrow and I haven't achieved things? It was literally death staring people in the face. Like, well, what is the bucket list? And why have you been sitting, not doing anything about it for years?
So for some people that propelled a change in their priorities and a assessment of what they wanted to be loyal to or not, right? And for others, the reality is that it amped up anxiety, triggered a huge sense of insecurity.
Which anxiety is becoming an increasing issue in society, it's
Yeah,
true.
it is.
And I think it is because of this, the issue with loyalty, like your company is not always loyal to you. You don't work a job for life anymore. The efficiency buzzwords means people can get shuffled out the door at any time. So no wonder people are feeling a little bit iffy about their own sense of safety in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So shifting back to onto the personal side of things, then I have a theory. It's not a theory. I think that loyalty is different from unconditional love. But I think that those two things get mixed up with each other on a regular basis in a problematic way. I think that there are, so no matter what your kid does, right? They could commit murder, right? And you might acknowledge that it was wrong and a terrible thing to do, and they should never have done it, but you're going to love them anyway, right? I can't think of a circumstance, and that is unconditional love. That is unconditional love, to love anyway. I can't think of a similar circumstance in a work type environment where that would be true or even appropriate. However, some people expect loyalty to express itself as unconditional love in what are actually inappropriate ways. And in the workplace, no, I am not going to have unconditional love for this workplace or my job and it might actually be my issue, and we'll talk about that some other time. But I think we need to be careful to separate the two. That loyalty, there are limits and boundaries that have to be evident in most circumstances, and loyalty is not the same as unconditional love.
Right, so you're saying that there needs to be more boundaries, perhaps in the workplace scenario, about, how far that loyalty goes.
For some of us, I think there does. I think some of us struggle with, I know I have certainly struggled with, or actually not even struggled, but didn't even realize that I thought that my workplace would be as loyal to me as I felt to them. And that was a misbelief that cost me dearly.
Yes. I think sometimes people's job defines who they are. And I think that sometimes causes trouble because if the job goes, no thanks, then the sense of self gets completely smashed up.
I agree. So, another question. Do you think that you can be loyal to two people at the same time?
Yes, if you're being loyal to yourself, but it has to be done with integrity. So it could be with a work scenario, you can still be loyal to your job whilst looking for something else and then potentially becoming loyal to someone else and doing a shift. I think that's okay as long as you're doing it with integrity. So you're not playing them off each other or anything like that. But if you applied the same thing into your home life, obviously you can't have your husband here and, well, I'm just gonna be off with this husband, or this potential husband over here. You can't do that.
Yeah, with my
That's
boyfriend over there.
that that's not integrity. So like you that you, it's similar, but yeah, you couldn't do that.
I mean, I guess it's a question about taking sides, right? As well. Like, I'm thinking from the very personal point of view, right? I may not choose to take sides. I can see different sides of a circumstance or an argument or whatever it is. And I don't actually have to pick sides. I can hold both. I can hold that liminal space. With both parties. And then I don't believe I'm being disloyal to either, although one party or the other may truly believe that I am being disloyal. Like either you agree with me or you don't, you agree with me and reject this other person's point of view, or you're dead to me,
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is, you know what's going on in your head. Like other people might see it one way, but a different way, but ultimately you know that you're doing it in a fair and honest way, whatever it is that you're doing.
Well, and how you do, I've said this before, how you do anything is how you do everything, right? So I'm wondering if that perspective on loyalty within our own, family units spills over, whatever your perspective is on loyalty within that family unit spills over into how you handle or don't handle the concept of loyalty in other aspects of life, like your work life.
Yes, because it is a divided thing. Is and I've never thought of it like that until now, that it is there is different types of loyalty for different situations, because it has to be healthy loyalty. Like you can't just be loyal to a fault, like I've said before, because it doesn't work.
So Abraham Lincoln, I think it was, said a divided house cannot stand, right? Now, I think that's absolutely true in our literal houses, in our family units. And I think it's also true beyond that as well. A divided house, a divided workplace can't stand either, but you definitely have more of a choice about whether you leave, whether you continue to live in that house, the workplace, or you leave. So then I guess we're coming full circle back to maybe the difference between loyalty in the workplace and loyalty in your personal life is circumstantially different. You will put up with more, maybe fight for more in the family unit than you will in the workplace.
Yes, because also there's the social, the norms that are expected in a workplace. It has to be very, the word I'm thinking of is respectful, which it doesn't mean that you wouldn't be respectful at home, but there is, you can't just have your emotions flying everywhere at work. And you can't at home, but there's a layer at work where it's like you really can't go there because it's just not appropriate. Whereas at home, you can push that a little bit more than you would at work.
So, loyalty and betrayal. So I have an experience of that. I actually wrote about that.
Yes, so what we were thinking was is in the next podcast, we are going to, well, I am going to ask you some questions about that whole situation with your loyalty in the workplace. Because I think you felt quite badly bitten.
I did, yeah. And yeah, I felt very, very betrayed. And through that experience, I did some hard thinking about my understanding of loyalty and betrayal, and it changed me.
For the
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
better.
I it definitely and it really the work personal life paradox there really comes into play. So
Well,
yeah.
next time we shall unpack that and we'll hear all about it.
I will look forward to it, Emma.
Cool. Until next time.
Hey, goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening today. We really appreciate you. If you liked what you heard today, then please follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you won't miss any episodes. You can do this by going to the show page on your chosen podcast player and click the plus or follow buttons. If you like the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review and share with a friend. Don't forget to visit the website thewellsbyshift.com to find out more about our business and life coaching that we offer. And why not come to check out our blog posts, videos, and more? See you next time.